Street, Paul. With the annual St. Paul District 4-H show and sale coming up in June, members of the Goodridge 4-H Club sought sponsorship from the County of St. Paul during a delegation at the April 9th council meeting. The club also sought support for the online direct livestock marketing service, DLMS, to livestream its steer projects for $2,000. Sierra Robinson, a 4-H member, told council that in 2023, there were over 160 viewers for the show as per the attendance report on the DLMS. Of those, 40 were registered bidders, and 17 calves were sold online. Cown. Maxine Fodness asked if most members buy their steer from their parents, and, does any of that money ever come back to mom and dad? Sean Robinson, general leader of the club, said, on a personal note, I can say it does. Because business is business, and they have to learn that nothing is free in this world. It's just a good life lesson for them. Cown. Daryl Younghans acknowledged that the county has sponsored the show's supper for years, except 2021, due to the pandemic. But they have always sponsored a beef supper. He asked if county should stick with a beef supper, or if they should try something else this time, like chicken, fish, or perhaps include a vegetarian option. What in your opinion would be the best main course for supper? Asked Younghans. We were thinking of maybe beef on a bun, said Sierra. So, beef? Responded Younghans with a smile, drawing some laughter from the council. Fodness then asked how the show and sale was budgeted. Sean said whatever money they can fundraise is used. If we have $10,000 fundraised, that is what we have to work with. There's no surplus, or carryover to a bank. It's all used on the kids. Following more discussions, Fodness motioned for council to sponsor a beef on a bun supper. The motion was carried. The council then discussed the request of providing funding support for the club's DLMS. Reeve Glenn Ackerman, sharing his opinion, said marketing is part of the costs of selling livestock. It's part of doing business, and they're being taught how to do business, so he was hesitant to use taxpayer dollars to continue sponsoring DLMS. Cown. Kevin Wursta shared a similar sentiment. DLMS all started because of COVID and we couldn't be in the public, he said, explaining it was an opportunity for members to sell their calves in a different manner due to pandemic restrictions. The county stepped up and helped out in that circumstance, but going forward, Wursta also expressed hesitation. There's a cost to marketing, so I'm not sure if we should continue. Cown. Louis DeChain noted that the county is experiencing budget challenges and had to refuse multiple funding requests from other groups. While acknowledging it was for a good cause, Younghans was also concerned with the county's budget. Wursta recommended reducing the funding this year, and sending a letter stating the county will not support DLMS in the future. I don't want to cut them off cold turkey. Ackerman said council also must consider other upcoming events and projects from the club, such as the club's heifer show and sale. Following more discussions, Fodness made a motion to not donate on the club's DLMS. The motion was carried.